Well, for many years now, one of the main sponsors of this show has been MSU Ag BioResearch, a major research arm of Michigan State University. MSU Ag BioResearch funds over 300 scientists working in the general areas of food, energy, and natural resources. And each year, as part of our partnership, we go on the road to one of MSU Ag Bio's 13 research centers located across Michigan. This year, Russ and I are at the Lake City Research and Extension Center, which is hosting a special event called Agriculture Innovation Day. To kick off this show, it's a pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. George Smith. Dr. Smith is the Associate Dean for Research in the College of Ag and Natural Resources, and he's also the Associate Director of MSU Ag BioResearch. Dr. Smith, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kirk. It's very nice to be here. What a great day to be out in the state and learning more about a very important sector of our agricultural economy and the importance of forages.
George, give us a general overview. I mentioned a few things, but the mission of MSU Ag BioResearch and its importance.
Yeah, so we are the research arm of the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources, and as Kirk mentioned, we support about over 300 faculty. Our mission is to help grow the research portfolio at the university, but more importantly, to do research that's impactful to the people in the state of Michigan. Our programs are closely tied to the agricultural sector and natural resources. In the context of this program, certainly we're talking about agriculture and forage production as it relates to both our dairy industry, which is a major driver, the number one agricultural economy in the state, and also the beef industry. So there's a lot of important information to be learned today, a great opportunity to interact with our stakeholders and pass on some relevant information that people in the state and our producers can use.
I note the Lake City facility has been around since 1928, so a long tradition. Talk to us a little bit about the importance of the producers and stakeholders to facilities like Lake City.
Yeah, our relationships with stakeholders are absolutely critical to our success. They're key partners. We work together to try and identify key priorities and problems that our scientists can help solve to grow our agricultural industries. And our outlying research stations, such as Lake City, are really critical to that. With the diversity of agriculture in the state and the number of different agricultural commodities, second only to California, we have a lot of different research stations that have their own sort of unique characteristics that are best suited to doing research to solve problems of different sectors of our agricultural community. And certainly at Lake City, as you said, Kirk, has been around a long time and is a showcase for a lot of different types of research. There's been a long-standing history of beef cattle research here and also some important research with other commodities, sort of forages and non-forages. And you will talk to Jason Roundtree later in the program, who will tell you some more of the specifics about his research. So one key aspect of the success of these stations is the partnerships with stakeholders. And we have advisory committees who are involved, which we meet with and sort of use as a sounding board for the type of problems that the station will address. And again, that critical feedback allows our scientists to be more successful solving problems that help grow the agricultural industries in the state.
Among the broad umbrella of stakeholders, I know, too, the importance of the Michigan legislature and funding. You're funding a little bit about the funding sources for MSU Ag BioResearch and the importance of the Michigan piece.
Yeah, certainly the foundation of our funding portfolio and what is critical to the ability of our scientists to have such a tremendous impact is the support we get from the Michigan legislature. We're a separate funding line from the rest of the university, and as a result of that, you know, we take tremendous pride in doing a very proactive job in communicating the impact of the work that our scientists are doing. And really our most critical and most effective advocates are our stakeholders, our people in the agricultural industries who talk to the legislators in their state and can communicate the actual importance and how the work that our scientists has done has really made a difference. And certainly, you know, one example of that is the growth of the dairy industry in this state. You know, if you were to go back 10 to 13 years ago, really, the Michigan dairy industry, in terms of amount of milk produced per cow, probably ranked in the low teens. Last year, we the dairy industry ranked number two in the country in terms of amount of milk produced per cow. And I think if you talk to our stakeholders in the dairy industry, they'll say, you know, that's certainly due to a partnership. That's due to the tremendous job our producers do managing their cows, but also directly related to the information that they get from Michigan State University Ag Bioresearch, the research our faculty are doing and the job our extension folks do getting that information out to the people who can use it. And certainly forage is the focus of today is one of the big reasons tied to that growth as well.
Well, you mentioned the historic partnership and ongoing partnership between MSU Ag Bioresearch and MSU Extension, the research arm and the outreach arm.
Yeah, that's really critical to our success. We are very, very close partners in most of what we do, particularly in the agricultural side. For our scientists to go out and do experiments, those data, those results, those breakthroughs are meaningless unless they can get to the people that can actually use them. And we wouldn't be nearly as successful if we didn't have our partners in Extension that could help get the information out. Many of our faculty actually have appointments that and do both Extension and Applied Research.
We always appreciate the support of MSU Ag Bioresearch, and I've been talking with Dr. George Smith, who is the Associate Director of MSU Ag Bioresearch. George, hope you have a great day today.
Thank you, Kirk. It's a pleasure to be here.